you for all who attended last night's draft. V-Don, you did it again. Set it up. We stopped it. We started it again. And terrific. V-Don will put up a post for his next mock draft, and that may be on Sunday. So we'll see. So right now, the only thing that's missing is the best part of this podcast, and maybe I'll do half, and then Andy will give her rebuttal, okay? How do you hear sound? Somebody help Jeremy get the sound, okay? Somebody help Jeremy go up on top. Okay, donkey teeth. There you go. Okay, hit that. And Jeremy, let me know if you have sound. Okay, welcome aboard, everybody. Before we get into last night's draft, what we'll do is we'll just get you up to date on what's going on in Major League Baseball, and you know, quite a bit. So we'll talk about that. You gotta be a little concerned when you hear about Trevor Story, who had his thumb injury last year. Now, according to certain reports and people out in Colorado, he's going to have to improve his home and road splits in the coming year to reduce his chance of, as we say, the sophomore slump. Story was, he had 176 at-bats, and he batted .313, 16 home runs, and a pretty good OPS. But on the road, now, we all know about the Coors effect. He only batted .235 on the road and 196 at-bats. His OPS dropped over 300 points. His future will depend on how he hits on the road. So already we have half a slump here in his sophomore season. And if for some reason he fails to hit on at home, and this could be why. Now listen very carefully. If I have Trevor Story and David Dahl, I'm a little concerned. And the reason being is because Ian Desmond can play shortstop and he can play the outfield. And I'm telling you, and you can etch this in your kitchen table, Ian Desmond is security. They're going to sign Brandon Moss or maybe Chris Carter. Or maybe, you remember Mark Reynolds was on this team, I believe, a while ago. And Pedro Alvarez, they're going to sign somebody. Probably Moss, because he could actually play first base. So I'm looking to see if that's how it's being used. People are not even mentioning the fact that you got two rookies who came on strong, and one got hurt, but terrible away from Coors, and the other one, of course, faded in September. I will tell you right now, one of them is going to wind up in AAA. I don't know which one. I'm saying it's going to be Dahl. But Story could be a problem, a big-time problem, okay? So that's it. Now, Tampa, of course, we're hearing that Tampa is ready to go with Mike Napoli, but wait a minute. They're also giving consideration to Chris Carter. That's right, Chris Carter. They're giving consideration to Mark Reynolds. And Billy Butler. Remember Billy Butler? He used to be decent as a DH. Aaron Hill is another guy they're thinking of. And I'll tell you, and I'll say it again, and I know you're all going to be against me, but I think Tampa is going to be a top team this year. Now, the Mets, of course, they got to go somebody. Sergio Romo now is the talk of the town. Sergio Romo's name is going to power all the, is going to power everything. It's going to power MLB radio. It's going to power everything, okay? Paul Martin, there goes my Nick Franklin article. Come on, Paulie, we want to get you going here. So looking for another Donkey Teeth rating and another Paul Martin article, okay? Jeremy, do you have the sound? Somebody ask Jeremy if he's got the sound. I want to know. I want to make sure, Jeremy. Turn up the sound a little bit, okay? There you go. In honor of Tommy Lloyd, we turn up the sound a little bit, okay? Hopefully that's a little bit better. All right, so keep in mind, I'm telling you that Tampa, and I know I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now, Dave Roberts says that the organization may keep Julio Urias, or whatever his name is, in extended spring training at the beginning of the year. Now, here's the deal. This approach would ensure that he's available for the postseason, available for the end run, and will afford more opportunities for the organization to see what it has. They have a bunch of injury-plagued arms. One of them is lefty Hyun-Shin Ryu, who says he's very confident that he could return in 2017. The Korean hurler, of course, beset by injuries. Over the last 2 years, he really hasn't been doing anything. Went under the knife for some kind of elbow thing. But he has returned to form, and it might pose a nice little problem. But I think the Dodgers want to see what he's got. He showed nearly his typical fastball velocity in the outing that he threw last year, allowing only one walk. It's a good sign. So, end game. Hyun-Shin Ryu, let's not forget about him. Now, I'm listening to MLB Radio, and they got Peter Gammons on. And Peter Gammons comes out and says Blake Treinen is going to be the closer for the Nationals, okay? And you also heard that here, okay? So I know Peter Gammons, I think, is listening to the podcast. I don't know where else he would get that from. And, of course, the Nationals are going to be fighting with the Mets. Yep, they'll be fighting with the Mets. And both of them will try to get, I'm telling you, all of a sudden it's coming down to one player. All of a sudden it's coming down to Sergio Romo, who was still, you know, he was known for a nasty slider, but, you know, he's been battling injuries. Ryan Howard has told Kenny Rosenthal that he had a pretty good second half. He batted 262, 140 plate appearances, and he's convinced he still has a lot left in the tank. Tampa could be a spot for Ryan Howard. How about that one as a DH? Now, Mark Tompkin, who's a friend of mine from the Tampa Bay Times, said that Jose De Leon is very close to making a significant impact on the team, but he could open up the year on AAA. So all you guys jumping up for Jose De Leon, his shoulder has been a cause of concern, but his arm seems to be okay, and they're going to take it from there. Also, interesting out of Mark Tompkin is that he says that Matt Wieters is, you know, they're searching for that bat. We mentioned some of the other players before. Add Matt Wieters to that. Wilson Ramos will be out early in the year. He's supposed to come back as a DH in May. That's why I don't think this is going to happen. But, you know, anytime Mark Tompkins says something, I am pretty interested. Dallas Keuchel has been playing catch. Jake Kaplan of the Houston Chronicle says he's throwing well. Lance Lynn expects to join the starting rotation. Jose De Jesus of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who was on with Buster Olney, really thinks Lance Lynn's going to do a good job. And he really thinks that Lance Lynn is going to do a good job. And that may, I'm telling you, for those of you taking Mr. Reyes, be careful, okay? Just be careful, be careful, be careful. Reyes may start in the bullpen. He may start in AAA. Who knows where Reyes is going to start. I'm only saying do not overdraft Reyes, okay? Andy, I know you're in the chat room. I still invite you to sit beside me. It won't be for the whole show, okay? But sit beside me so you can do a rebuttal as I tell you. Now, all along, Andrea thought I was going to bury her team. And then I took a look at the standings, okay? So, Andy, you got nothing to worry about. B-Don has done it to me again and has made me the most self-conscious person in the history of fantasy baseball, because I have come in last in every mock draft, according to B-Don. Although he showed me a projection this morning that in a 15-team league, I actually came in 14th. And I'm telling you, now look, I'm the legend. I'm a three-time labor winner. I'm a Talent Wars winner. I'm in the Hall of Fame. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Oh, sorry. I swear to God, I come in last in every draft, and I think I got the best team. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. So here I am complaining about I want projections, and I don't want the projections. I'm happy. All right, let's get back to the action. Let's welcome Corey Roberts into the chat room. My dear friend Corey, a mentor of Hernan, I understand. Hernan Corey tells me, whoops, sorry, somebody make sure, please, that Jeremy has sound. All right? Come on. What's wrong with the sound? Is the sound? Andy says, see, that's why she can't do a podcast. All right? Andy, something wrong with the sound? Something wrong with the sound? Look, as you said, F-U-C-K sound. All right? All right, Jeremy has sound. All right. I hear the sound. Mark Cameron is here. There you go. Mark, once again, Mark Cameron's got a fantastic website. Put it up in the chat room. You got to take advantage. Mark, he's still giving away the 1-year subscription. If you don't take advantage of Mark Hammond, okay, and his web, take advantage of Mark Hammond. Forget his website, okay. But please take heed, as Mark will put a link into the chat room. And come on, people, you know it's a good site. All the stuff, okay. If you're getting fuck sounds, you might have another. Oh, I read that. You see, Michael Hitching the kitchen table baited me into that. Holy macaroni and cheese. Okay, let's get back. I got so much stuff. I got to get through this stuff. Andy, you better come down. Otherwise, we're going to have real radio because I'm going to come up and get you. All right. Steve Foster, of course, was the Royals' bullpen coach when Holland began his career in Kansas City in 2010. 2-time All-Star. So, you know, Foster's going to help. But here's the deal. Now, I want to think of it. I want to ask Andy this. Could you come down? I got to ask you a question, okay? I need your opinion on something, so please, okay? It's pretty important. We could put the microphone between us, and usually nothing comes between us, but, you know, with Andy, she wants to be her own person. All right, I'm going to ask the chat room. Greg Holland signs with Colorado, okay? You got that. I'm trying to do logic. And here she comes, coming down the steps like Bess Meyerson wearing a... Nobody knows that. All right, sit down there, honey. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
what?
I mean, sit down and
where
let's...
Where am I supposed to sit down? On the fucking
floor? See, it's her, not me. It's not me. Sit down. Sit down, you...
What?
Hold blue. All right, now stop it. Now listen, can you hear Andy? I got to...
It's not... Oh, Jesus. Just ask you the fucking question.
All right, can you hear... Shut up, Zeke. Can you hear Andy? I want to make sure we can both be heard. Okay, now listen to me. Now think about this logically. Greg Holland, pretty good relief pitcher.
We don't know that because he hasn't pitched in 8 months.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. He signs a $7 million contract with Colorado. Can you hear Andy? Can
yes,
you hear
I
her?
Yes, can hear me.
Okay, White Sox Al says no. Can you hear her?
Yes!
Okay, there you go. Now, are you concerned? Washington was in on the big guy, Melanson and Chapman and everything else, okay? Thank you, Al, and I hope you're feeling better, okay? So, here's the deal. What do you need that for?
The microphone is right here.
Oh, okay, good. Holland was pretty good. Washington was in on Melanson for $80 million. They were in on Chapman for $100 million, whatever they were. They were in on the big boys. Holland signs for $7 million 1 year with some incentives. And Washington is not in on it. Now, if you think about it logically, do you think that there's something in the medical report that scared Washington away?
Well, yeah, the fact that he hasn't pitched in 18 months, that probably could scare somebody away. So he needs to pitch for a while, 1 year, before he gets a decent contract. So either that means that he's going to be pitching his best in Colorado so that he can actually sign next year. That's it. And then, I mean, Washington didn't want to sign him for any more than a year. He didn't like it, so he took Colorado's offer. Plus, pitching in Colorado is no good.
Yeah, not a great place to build up your stats and go in the free agent market. Although, don't you think that a pitcher like Holland, if he comes in, gets the saves, even with a high ERA and a whip and all that stuff, don't you think we look at pitchers differently now? We look at their velocity, we look at their drop rate, their spin rate, their we look at everything. And ERA now is not, so he gives up runs in Colorado, that's expected. Don't you think we look at pitchers a little differently now?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, I guess the problem is when you come in the ninth inning and the game is close and one guy hits a home run, you just blew a save, and that... Every time you blow a save, it wrecks your ERA, it wrecks your whip, it wrecks everything for fantasy. So I don't see how we don't categorize different in fantasy. So we don't, as far as fantasy goes, we don't value pitchers differently. We value saves and we value ERA, we value whip. So regardless, it's still bad in Colorado.
Now, I did some poking around with the thoughts that it's almost guaranteed that Antavino is going to start the year as the closer. Huh. Yeah, he is, because he hasn't pitched in 18 months, Holland, and he's got, you know, his mechanics are a little funky. They expect Holland to be the closer by July, but if Antavino performs well, it could be. Yeah, that's right. China, you know, they're rich, the Lerner family that owns the Nationals, they say they're the wealthiest owners in major. I don't get it. I don't. The Dodgers maybe have the most. But the Lerner family is the top three, top four, top five, okay?
Maybe they trust Sean Kelly. Maybe they are willing to take Sean Kelly as their closer over Greg Holland. That doesn't mean you shouldn't draft Greg Holland late in drafts. I would still get him, especially in a league that you can't pick up players.
What I'm hearing, though, is that Sean Kelly has been so effective in the seventh and eighth inning.
Effective.
He's the effect. His slider has been unbelievable. His strikeout rate has been unbelievable. They don't want to mess that up. And Blake Treinen, the guy, remember on that scientific study I talked about his out pitch, they rated all the sinker balls in Major League Baseball and discovered that Blake Treinen had the best in terms of contact and better than Zach Britton.
And what kind of sample size are we working with here? I mean, come on.
Oh, scientific.
Scientific. How many pitches? How many innings? If he pitched a half a season in mid-relief, and that's where they're getting their stats, that really doesn't matter to me.
So if you're not into the scientific stuff, how come you think that science should study my brain?
Well, you have that brain disease from knocking around too many times.
Yeah, that's right. I hit my head against the wall without a helmet. But
you got to pay attention to sample sizes here. This Treinen cat, I mean, come on. You can't compare him to Wade Davis and say, oh, he's got better movement on his ball because we don't even know him as a closer. We don't know when he comes in late in games if he can close the game out. We don't know that.
You know, I cringe when you talk about sample size because we've always said size doesn't matter. So
size matters.
Oh, size matters. Okay, here we go. Now, let's ask a trivia question to the great chat room. If anybody gets this, you can come here and Andy will cook you dinner, okay? Anytime you want. Just knock on the door. You don't have to, make an appointment. Just come over and knock on the door. All right, now put your pens, pencils, and bloody fingers down. I'm going to ask you this, okay? Whoever gets it's a genius. Mike Petriello from MLB.com did a study. There was a study done, okay, based upon what is the best swing and miss pitch in Major League Baseball. Unlike the study done, there are a lot of studies. Baseball is becoming very scientific. So unlike the studies about the sinker ball, this is a swing and misses, okay? Now, what pitcher in Major League Baseball, of all the pitchers, has the best pitch for getting swing and misses, okay? The percentage rate was 62%. But, I mean, who's the pitcher? Not what pitch it is, it? Who is the pitcher in Major League Baseball who's got the best swing and miss pitch in the major leagues? Do you have any idea, Andy?
Carlos Martinez.
That's a good guess, but it's not it,
okay?
All right, Thor, Kimbrel, Britton. Now, you think it was Britton, but it's not. It's not Britton. So everybody's going, what? Everybody loves Noah Syndergaard. You guys are into the blonde hair
Joe
thing.
Kelly.
Estrada, who'd you say?
Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly?
I don't know. Is it a starter or is it a closer?
I'm surprised you didn't say Franklin Gutierrez.
Is it a fucking closer?
Or Jaime Garcia. Andrea is falling in love with Franklin Gutierrez and Jaime Garcia.
He wins leagues.
Okay, shut. Don't look at my notes. Okay, now.
Who can read this stuff?
Nobody. That's why I'm the legend. Anyway, Andrew Miller, you're all wrong.
Ken
Clayton
Giles,
Kershaw, quiet. Shut
Ken
up.
Giles,
they're still
Ken
guessing.
Giles.
All right, see? Go back
Ken
upstairs.
Giles. But how many batters does he walk?
You could screw up. All right. Ken.
I'm asking because I know that Ken Giles' stats are not that good, so something is going wrong. He might have that pitch, but he's obviously not getting it to go over the plate all the time.
Aha! Now, Mark Hammond says Zach Britton, and, if anybody knows, it should be Mark Hammond. Don't tell her to shut up, all right? Well, listen, she's got her hands around my neck. What would you do?
Well,
Ken Giles, 62%.
Thanks, J-Man!
62%, his slider is 62% of a strikeout pitch, okay? Second, swing and miss. Felipe Rivera, who was on the Nationals, traded in the Melanson deal to Pittsburgh, is second with his changeup, and Rich Hill with his four-seam fastball was third.
Okay, I have a question. See, this is why you got to question things, because you talk about Ken Giles, you talk about the guy that has the second-best swing and miss pitch. How often are they even using this pitch? I mean, if they're only using it 10% of the time, then it absolutely means nothing.
And here's the reason. See, I got all the answers. Okay, here's the reason. Now, it's a strikeout pitch, that's for sure. But here's when he's behind in the count, Andy, he can't throw that pitch because it doesn't go over the plate.
Well, he has no command then.
Well, no, the whole idea is that people think it's going over the plate. They swing and miss, but if they don't swing at it, it'll be called a ball, and he can't pitch when he's behind in the count.
Well, there you go. That strategy just got debunked.
Debunked. Okay, that's my new name. Bunk. All right. I am. Do I sound like Archie Bunker during the course of the day when I'm off the air? Hey, you know they eat it there. You know they meathead. I got to do the baseball anyway.
Archie
Bunker
is really not the kind of guy. You're not trying. That's not your goal in life.
All right, let me ask you a question, okay? I want you to define. Do you ever you ever hear the expression of someone who wears their heart on their sleeve?
Yes, Lenny. Is that you?
No. So they say that about Greg Holland. He's such a competitor that he wears his heart on his sleeve. I will ask my lovely wife, where do you wear your heart?
Where do you get this stuff? Where do you get it? Because when Greg Holland was pitching and healthy, he was a fabulous closer. He was great. So, I don't know. It would seem that would be not a good thing to wear your heart on your sleeve as a closer. But I don't know who came up with that one.
Where do you wear your heart?
In my chest.
Okay, I told you this would be a very... I didn't even know that. All right, anyway.
He's looking. Look, we got Paul Martin here. He's helping us out. This is how he rolls. So now he's looking. What? Now look. In 2016, whose stats are those? Ken Giles?
All right, anyway, that's the story.
I
want
to know how many...
Let me tell you something, you people in the chat room. Never check me out. No, this is good. I'll tell you who wrote about it.
Always check him out.
All right. I'll tell you about it. Put it out on his ass. Okay. Mike Petriello, MLB.com.
How often is he using the slider, Martin?
All right. Mike Petriello, MLB. I tried to find it on MLB.com, and I couldn't. So I actually got it off of a broadcast I was listening to. Now, let me ask you another question before we get into the draft. How stupid are the Dodgers? I'll tell you what. The Dodgers traded Jose De Leon, right, for Forsyth, okay? He got 83 strikes using his sliders. Good. Okay, now here's the deal.
Half the time he uses it.
Here's the deal. Do you think they made a mistake in getting rid of Howie Kendrick? If they would have kept Howie Kendrick, they wouldn't have to give up Jose De Leon for Forsyth.
Well, I don't know if Howie Kendrick and Forsyth are not the same player.
No, Forsyth is better.
Right.
But Kendrick would be adequate.
Adequate. He's been adequate and just average for how many years now?
And he's slipping.
Yeah, he's getting a little old, too.
Oh, you have something against people getting a little old?
In baseball, I do.
In baseball. What about, you know, just hanging around the house, sitting on
the chair? No, I like old guys kicking it. So, listen, Jose, and plus they got Forsyth for rather cheap, didn't they? Don't they own him for...
Jose De Leon they got.
They
traded.
The Dodgers got Forsyth for...
Jose De Leon.
And how long do they own Forsyth?
2 years, and they gave up 5 years of De Leon.
Well, they must see something. The first thing I thought of is that Jose De Leon is questionable as far as how he's going to pitch at the major league level and how he's going... There's something that they're questioning about it. That's what it tells me. That they gave up him, but at first they were saying that in order to give him up, they were gonna require a lot more than Forsyth to give him up.
Yes, okay, and that's why they couldn't get Brian Dozier. All right, so anyway, that's just.
But what do you think about De Leon?
Whoa.
Do you think that what do you think he's gonna do? I mean, he's supposed to be some great prospect.
Well, I don't. I don't think. I think the Dodgers didn't even rate him their top prospect. And he's had some...
They have a great top prospect, like the number one in baseball, so they wouldn't rate him the number one. They would rate him. I mean, this is all relative to who you own.
He's had some shoulder problems here and there. And, so I think he's a little iffy. So we'll see what happens. You know, the Dodgers rated two other guys ahead of him. They had him number three, even though he's really the top prospect and he's got some shoulder.
He's not really the top prospect.
Oh, his pitching prospect. Bellinger's the top prospect.
Yes.
But here's the other thing. His out pitch is a changeup, and he only throws in the low 90s. So
that's okay,
and I talked about this yesterday because you don't listen to my podcast.
Oh, bullshit.
The differential between his
you don't even, you know, you come up with this shit. You don't even read stats. You just come up with the stuff they say.
Right,
they say this on the newspaper, and he's like, "Oh yeah, okay." His outpitch. What his run differential is? What
his differential in the changeup? And I played baseball,
what's
and I threw a changeup.
The height. What is the differential?
What's a differential?
In a changeup.
In a changeup. I'll tell you why. Listen carefully. The legend is now teaching. A changeup is only as good as your fastball. Okay? Because when you throw the fastball, it's the difference between the fastball and the changeup.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not a big difference, you're not going to have anybody off balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're throwing a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and your changeup is at 85, that's not enough. You got to be throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball with an 85-mile-an-hour changeup to make it really effective. You get it, lady?
Oh, so the 3 miles an hour is a huge difference.
Oh, it's a big difference. Oh, it's a big difference. Guys who used to throw 95 compared to guys who throw a 98.
It's all about the movement.
Yep, all about the movement. We got the Western Movement, Bay Cherry. All right, anyway, so that takes care of all the notes. And now let's get on to the part that's good. By the way, of all the stadiums that we've been to, what's your favorite stadium?
Well, I have to say, I don't know. They each have their own lovelies about them. I like Philly because we had a great time at Philly.
Well, that was because of Go Figure. Nothing to do with the freaking stadium.
I'm kind of biased, but I like Pittsburgh's my favorite stadium then.
All right, yeah, Pittsburgh's, I like Shea. You're right, Zeke. No reason to tear down Shea. No reason. Yeah, Shea.
Where's Shea?
Shea Stadium used to be City Field.
It used to be
Shea
so
Stadium.
What do you say to tear? It doesn't even exist anymore.
No, they tore it down to build stupid City Field. I like Shea better.
I love City Field. They have so much food there.
All right, well, you go to a ballpark.
There's so much food.
Do you go to a ballpark to eat
yes.
and watch the game on TV, or do you go to a ballpark? What do you eat at ballparks? I know what you eat.
I eat hot dogs, nachos, beers, margaritas, chili dogs.
All right, I want an honest answer on this.
That hamburger at City Field with the green chilies.
Yeah, I want an honest. I know in Cincinnati you had a ball with their chili,
I had
right?
In Cincinnati, I ate two chili dogs, a hamburger. Couple, all kinds of things.
All right. If I ask you a question, will you give me an honest answer?
I'm sure I will.
Okay. What's the most amount of beer you've had at a ballpark? No, a lot is not the amount.
Six or seven beers.
Six or seven beers, and how much does that cost you? About $100?
At least, yes.
Yeah. Six or seven beers. Has anybody had more than six or seven beers at a ballpark? And if you have, let me know.
I
didn't.
To Comerica Park too.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Comerica
care for
Park,
that.
We didn't have a good day that day, but it was we hated Comerica Park because the seats were so steep. Like, I mean, I understand the third level is supposed to be up high, right? But, you know, when the guy behind you is, like, sitting on your neck, okay, it's pretty. It was just
all right,
so,
let's not get graphic now, all right?
It was so.
I thought you liked when sitting on your neck.
We did not like Comerica.
Okay,
we all right.
I'm sorry. I don't want to reveal
but it
anything.
Was probably our seats. Oh, they had some great seats down below, though, called those Tiger's
yeah,
Den
yeah,
seats.
Yeah, Tiger's Den, right.
Or the Lion's Den seats. They were cushy.
Oh, wait,
they were
closer?
Big. They had armrests on the side. They had a beer cup holder. It was, but we got kicked out of those seats.
This is the greatest podcast we've ever done.
Clint, please.
Our cheeks are touching.
You need to scoot over.
Don't push me.
What are you doing?
Are
looking
you
at
kidding
the,
me?
You're looking
are you
at the
kidding?
Draft.
Are you
you
getting,
came in last again.
I didn't come in last.
You
it's
did.
Bogus.
You
B-Don's
come in last
out. I'm telling you, B-Don is there's a plot. Let's
so
get the legend.
The thing. Here's one thing I want to say before I go back to my office. Please.
No, you can't get to stay here.
Okay.
I'll
then
get
you
my
need to just sit on your side. Listen. The mock drafts that we've been doing, I try to learn something every time we do a mock draft, and I think that pitching is key this year. I'm definitely not a fan of drafting Kershaw because I'm totally pretty sure that this is not a good signal for his injury, his back, his what does he have? He has a partially torn.
No, it's not a torn. He's got a disc problem.
Well, whatever it is, I can't remember the name of it, but I did some research on it.
Slip disc or something like that, or some kind of disc.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
But either way.
Brian Ambrose, the Fan Addict, told me he has the same problem. He takes epidural shots. He's okay, and then he goes out and has a catch with his kids, and he can hardly move after it.
Age doesn't help this either. And Clayton Kershaw, what was, I mean, look, I should have drafted in the last 3 or 4 years, and I didn't, but everybody that's ever won leagues that I've been in for the last 3 or 4 years has always owned Kershaw. So if that says anything, but for this year, I'm staying far away from him in the first round. And I'm also drafting 3 good pitchers in the top 5 rounds, because that is where I have managed to get the best team. 3 out of the 5 first picks, starters. So last night in the draft, I decided I was going to even go further than that, and I was going to just see how many, like, I drafted at least 5, maybe 6 pitchers in the first 10 rounds.
Right.
And I wanted to see how many pitchers I could get and still compete, and I think I actually went one pitcher too much. So, I mean, I feel like I had a great pitching staff that would have crushed anybody's, but once you get to the top in pitching, there's no further high, I mean, there's no better you can get once you have everybody beaten. So getting that extra starter isn't going to help you in any way, because you already have the most strikeouts or the most wins.
Mm-hmm.
And just so there's a point there where getting another pitcher is pointless. And it's, I haven't really figured it out. I haven't really completely figured that out. But before I do NFBC this year, I will be having this pretty much. My mock drafts are going to help me figure this draft out.
Okay, I learned something in this draft, and I'll tell you as we go along. Very interesting. Let me go team by team and tell you, and I'm not looking. I did my own. Now let me tell you something. This Paul, I got Paul Martin's team.
Yeah, well, Paul Martin, you know, when you look at the projections, he came in right up with me in pitching. But I'll tell you that my pitching crushes his pitching, and the only reason that he came high up in pitching is because he's got, I don't know. There's no way.
He did something very interesting. Now, here's my overview of this draft, and I'm beginning to think that maybe this is the answer here. You know, every year, the puzzle, the recipe changes a little bit. Now, I've said all along that even if you're not trying to get power, you're going to get power. Just about every team here. Now, forget about the projections, okay? The Stanley Steamer, all these guys, they're all stupid.
Well,
my projections are better.
One thing you're doing wrong is that it's not wrong. B. Don, I don't expect you to do a ton of work to get the projections right. I already know that it's some work anyway, so thank you for doing that.
Oh, great job.
But so the problem with it is that the pitchers that pitch 100 innings are getting the same weight in ERA and WHIP as the pitchers that are going 200 innings. And in real baseball, in real fantasy, seriously, I didn't know the answer to that question, because when I'm looking at these projections constantly, it's looking like that. So even if you're getting projections from some website and mock draft, they're likely just not figuring in the weight of the ERA and the WHIP.
Really?
Properly.
Oh, that changes my. We gotta check that out. Now here's the thing. Just about every team finished very. They all finished very close in my projections for home runs. I mean, I got with the highest being Paul Martin. I gave him about 300 home runs. We got 280. We got 280. I'm not showing you. It's on the other side of the page.
Let me see it now.
It's not bad. It's not. I thought it was lousy. And 270.
Okay.
So we got 270, 275. Donkey Teeth was, sorry, Donkey, but I didn't give you a lot of home run points. But the whole point is that everybody's getting home runs.
What about Steele?
And, yeah, hold on a second. Everybody's getting home runs. So whether you want them, you're going to be in the pack.
Yeah, it's true.
You're going to be in the pack at home runs. You're going to be in the pack in stolen bases
you
pay attention. But everybody here, this guy here had 90. He had 85.
90,
well, yeah, 75. Yeah, it gets a couple of points. Buck did very well in pitching.
How did I do?
In stolen bases.
Well, look at Donkey. He's got a ton of stolen bases.
Oh, Donkey knocked it out. So I'm wondering maybe if the Kenley Jansen Roldis Chapman thing.
I already told you how that happened.
I got to check that out. Because I'll tell you, Paul Martin, I got him as one of the contending teams. He drafted the three closers. Pay attention to that. It's Jeff Erickson did it in the FSTA.
I drafted three closers, too.
But Andrew Miller's not a closer. Are you considering Andrew Miller a closer?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
He doesn't get saved.
He's going to get some, but he's going to be all over the place.
I do have notes here.
All right, so don't look at your team. You're supposed to be a professional.
I want to know what you're saying about me.
Well, when we get to you, I'll take care of you, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's go to J-Man, and kind of like what J-Man did as well. He's got the Johnny Cueto. He's got the little light and steals right there in home runs.
I have Johnny
Cueto. All right. No, who does J-Man have? J-Man has, Garrett Cole and Quintana. That's probably why I didn't rate J-Man high enough. I don't like Quintana as a pitcher that's going to take you in fantasy baseball. Brandon Phillips, he'll be okay, believe it or not. Grychek, I love your players, man. You got some good players.
How are you going to like all those players?
I like. How do you not like Murphy, Bryant, Lindor, Yelich, Gonzalez? I love Ozuna.
I love Lindor, and I love Murphy, and I love Bryant, and that's about the extent of the love on this team.
Yeah, but you put them together. I got J-Man with 280 home runs. A little short in stolen bases.
He's got half of what the...
Okay, so you're very short. So you got Yelich, but he's got Yelich. And that's about it. I give Brandon Phillips a couple, maybe Chris Bryant, Lindor a couple, but okay, light and stolen bases. Okay, so J-Man, nice team, little light. Okay, Walter McMichael. Now, Walter may have fallen a little short in the home run category.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at his team right now. I don't know.
A little light, and I'll tell you why.
255.
Yeah, well, 255, most people have about 270, 280, something like that. When you have... Dansby Swanson, Yoan Moncada is not going to start the year in the majors. Sinshu Chu, Keon Broxton's in a lot of home runs. Tim Anderson, Sean Ryder. You got too many guys not hitting home runs. Pitching staff is pretty good. Zach Britton and Ozuna. You got Syndergaard and Kluber, pretty nice. I like Daniel. What do you think of Daniel Norris in Detroit?
I like him.
Yeah.
He lives in a van.
A
bus. A Volkswagen bus.
You want to try
a hippie bus?
You want to try that?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yep.
All right, we're gonna go bus shopping today.
You want to drive a stick? I don't think you do.
Yes, I do. I used to have a Triumph.
These close people don't know how to drive.
Used to drive a Triumph Spitfire.
Please.
That's right.
I don't even know what that is.
All right, nobody knows. It's a little car. Okay. Anyway, Walt McMichael, light and home runs.
Why is Hanley Ramirez going so high in draft? He's not good.
And he's
going
to be DH.
It's just so ridiculous that Hanley Ramirez is going in like the third round.
How do you think the Reds? Everybody's got the Red Sox as the World Series. It's going to be Red Sox and Cubs.
Yeah,
that's,
okay.
We don't need the season, right?
That's so fun.
A couple of things about the Red Sox.
Cleveland is going to actually beat out the Cubs.
Concerned with the lineup without David Ortiz?
Am I concerned? A little. I don't like Hanley. I hate Pablo. I mean, I don't hate him as a person, but I'm definitely not going to be telling anybody to draft him like you.
I thought you liked fat guys.
I do, but I don't like him on my fantasy team.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind fat guys on my fantasy team. In fact, I don't have a problem with Pablo's weight. Some guys, they just play better, bigger. Like CeCe Sabathia was just better, bigger. Pitchers especially are better, bigger. But Pablo, he always played fine overweight a little bit. But when he doesn't care at all, and when he now all of a sudden he's in the best shape of his life, and I don't know how anybody could believe that because we've heard it a billion freaking times, and it's just unbelievable. But he's not draftable. So it's up to guys like Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts. It's up to these guys. And Hanley, I'm sorry, but Hanley does not deserve to be in the top 10 first baseman at all.
No, and he's going to be DH. Remember last year he played first base, and they get Mitch Moreland? Sometimes there's a little bit of a, an attitude. It's a little bit, not everybody can be a DH. So Hanley at DH.
Hanley's no comparison to Big Papa.
Are you concerned with Benintendi batting second, sophomore?
No. Why would I be, what, a sophomore slump?
Yeah.
I don't really think that he had enough of a rookie season to be calling anything a sophomore slump.
What about, are you a little concerned about Chris Sale? Velocity down,
no.
Walks up, strikeouts down, that's not a concern?
The only thing that concerns me about Sale is that he's an American League pitcher.
Okay, so Walter, I got you about 260 home run, 100 steals. Zach Britton, you're okay in the closers. Your starters are okay. Zelmo. Is Zelmo here in the chat room? Yes, he is. I want Zelmo to know that along with Paul Martin, I think he drafted Fabulous
team.
All right, let's see. Let's get the Zelmo team.
Why I need my own computer.
Well, of course, you know. All right, Zelmo. Great team, Zelmo. Zelmo drafted good, man.
He's got a good team.
Wilson Ramos should be back in May as a DH.
I love his pitching.
He's got the great pitching. He's got
now,
the...
if Zelmo's here, ask him how many pitchers he drafted in the first five.
All right, Zelmo, well, you got Kershaw, you got Verlander, J.A., probably just two.
Three.
All right, I don't think Happ went in the first five.
Verlander, Kershaw, maybe two.
Sonny Gray, if he could, you got a great, nice pitching staff.
So it would be J.A. Happ, so he didn't. He got two out
two.
Of the top five.
A little light, you could be, you know, you're relying on Fernando Rodney for the whole thing. Hector Rondon may be the closer in the second half.
Hey, you did what you tell people to do.
But I,
yeah,
get
half closers.
But get, you know, not just
he's
Rodney.
He's competitive in steals.
He's okay. You had 80 stolen bases. That'll put you in the pack. Close to 290. A lot of home runs. You got the home runs. C.J. Cron, they're talking about trading him for a pitcher now. All right, you got the
not
Trumbo.
A fan of Ramos.
Yasiel Puig says that he wants to play anywhere. He's in great shape, and he has somebody cooking meals for him. Who do you cook meals for?
You.
And how come I'm not reaching?
How come you're not thin? Because I cook meals for you.
All right, Yasiel Puig, get Andy to cook meals for you. You may not be a ball player, but you'll love eating. All right, amazing Mets fan. Nice job. By the way, I got Zelmo and Paul Martin.
Michael Brantley. I wonder when he drafted Michael Brantley. I was kind of looking for him, but I didn't notice him. So.
You got to be out of your mind to draft Michael Brantley.
Where is he going?
Out of your mind.
It depends on where he's going.
It does,
there's always a draftable point.
You think he's healthy?
I'll tell you right now, if he's healthy, that he is going to be the sleeper of the season. He will win leagues for you. He will win leagues.
Remember,
so depending on where he's going in the draft, I would like to see where he drafted him. Because we don't know for sure if Michael Brantley's healthy. And last year, it was an absolute no-no to draft him. But I don't know. Is he working out? I think I saw something that he's working out. He's getting ready.
He's getting ready. He's working out.
He hasn't had a setback in quite a long time.
Remember, he was actually played last year, beginning of the year? Until he swings through a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, we don't really know how his shoulder's going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, so he's been out for a year now. We'll see.
You know, I think I'm going to...
Get your fucking arm on it.
I'm going to have more women do podcasts with me.
Sit on your side.
I am. We have to share the mic.
You are not on your side.
We're sharing a freaking microphone,
fucking
okay?
Hear me fine.
All right.
So scoot over.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Matt Harvey, I don't know about.
Matt Harvey, listen
but
to...
look, Zelmo, amazing Met fan took some chances here. He's got high upside, low, low floor with Adam Wainwright, too, man. Ugh, I only say that.
Since when do you talk about upside and floor? Isn't that kind of like technical?
When I'm talking to my real friends with stat knowledge.
All right, because I know you like to fix everything.
Not my real friends. All right.
I'm a real friend. Amazing.
You are my real
friend. All right, amazing Met fan, Harvey and King Felix, Cody Allen...
Those are all high upside.
Yeah, no, that's
Team
not going
to
do
it. Felix has to be better than he was last year. And for where he's going to, again, for where he's going, his team isn't all, you know, one of those. There's somebody in Tout Wars that drafts like that that always is looking for just, you know, the player that was injured last year.
Tazola.
Okay, and I don't blame him because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to find good value in drafts.
All right, we got to move.
You know what value is?
I hate people who draft for
you know
value.
What
about profit? What are you, Jeff Erickson?
At least that.
All right.
Like
give me
Jeff
a break.
Erickson.
So do I, but I don't get what he's talking
you
about.
Do
profit.
Get it. You do know what he's talking about, and don't act ridiculous.
Wait,
you know, when you
Craig,
draft a player that performs way higher than his where you drafted him, that's value. That's profit.
Craig Mish and I are going to talk about that Sunday. I beg you to listen Sunday morning 7 to 10 with me and Mish. We're going to talk about and call. I need calls. All right, I need calls. All right, Bradley. I can't believe Donkey Teeth passed up on Tony Walters.
Really?
Yeah, didn't he give him 24 home runs in his ratings?
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I did. That was a big deal. But he passed up on him. Donkey Teeth. I don't know.
What about Tom Murphy? Is he going to get any home runs?
That was Murphy. That's what I'm talking about.
Murphy.
No, he
Tom
said.
Murphy.
Oh, right. He said. Did he say Murphy or Walters?
Ask him. He's probably in the chat room.
Oh, Donkey. Well, you didn't take Murphy either, did you?
I got Murphy.
Oh, you got Murphy. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, here we go. So Bradley, 280 home. See, everybody's around 280 home runs, 90 steals. He's got the Darvish and Tanaka. That could be a problem, right? That could be a problem.
Okay, Darvish and Tanaka, which part of that is a problem?
It could be both.
Darvish is starting to move up the ADP pretty high, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he just have Tommy John?
I had Tommy John, but he pitched about 100 innings last year.
And how did he do?
He did okay.
So, I mean, you and I both talk about coming back from Tommy John surgery. Now, there's a big discrepancy in how quickly this happens, but usually when they come back and they're pitching well, they're pitching better than they've ever pitched because they're stronger than they've ever been because they've been trying to get back in shape and they're in the best shape of their lives.
Yeah.
And so if Darvish was successful in those 100 innings, I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, this might be a prime time to get him, really.
Because it's been said that pitchers work harder than they ever have before coming back from Tommy John.
You just said that, Punk.
I know. Some of them have natural ability and didn't have to work that hard.
Everybody has to work when they had Tommy John surgery.
Yes,
everybody starts at
right.
the same spot.
All right, let's get to the commissioner, Mitchell Harston. Mitchell, I love Goldschmidt. Boy, I wish I had the third pick. I would take Goldschmidt. Pretty good team for Mitchell, 280 home runs. Again, 280. Great.
Brandon Crawford.
75 steals. He's got Carrasco and Hamill.
He stole Josh Reddick.
He's got the Familia. Sam Tyson is probably not going to be the closer.
Familia is scary, too. So
Matt Bush is going to close in Texas, I'm telling you right now.
Listen to me. Familia, who's in trouble for the first however many games,
yeah.
That's how you lose your closing job. Because when you come back, if somebody's doing the job properly, you have to compete for your job back, and they don't tend to just uproot somebody that's doing well as the closer. Am I wrong?
And Addison Reed has pitched well. So a good job by Mitchell, but so far I still got Zelmo and Paul as the two top teams. Okay, now we get to the B-Don.
B-Don.
Now, all right, this is interesting, because B-Don.
I can't wait to find somebody to bitch B-Don. He likes to rank my picks bad.
All right. Well, he's got Jason Heyward and Jay Bruce. How bad could it be?
Pretty bad.
All right. So we got...
he's got Giles.
Love Ian Desmond. Love it. Sandy Leone's going to be the catcher in Boston. Not Swihart. Not nobody else. Sandy Leone starts.
Where did Batista go, I wonder?
Right in there in the pack at home runs, maybe at the, you know, not the high end of the pack, but at the low, but in the pack, 265. Stolen base is very light, but he's got Malik Smith, and that could be either a disaster or he could put him in the stolen base category. I don't think Malik Smith's going to get a lot of playing time.
I think that the biggest Hayward.
Wait, so I just moved the microphone closer to you and you flinched.
I don't need it up in my nose.
Did you think I was going to punch you or something?
Keep it back a little bit. I don't need it to have this popping sound when I'm breathing either.
Did I just scare you?
Yes, I don't like things in my face.
Oh, okay. Remember.
Okay.
Oh, shut up.
Let's look at
you. You got a filthy mind, you know that?
What the fuck?
I think you said that just to get people excited.
Okay, moving on.
Let's move on. Next team. Our B-Don.
Gregory Holland. He's got some closers here. Let me look at his closers.
Kimbrel Giles, not Greg Holland.
I like... Look at his pitching, though. He's got good pitching. All of his starters are American League pitchers.
But still, Sale, Price, Rodon could have a great year. You know what? This is an interesting team. He's got the D... It's interesting.
All right, I couldn't find much.
He's got D. Gordon. And wait a second. Did I make a mistake here? Maybe I didn't see D. Gordon. So you got, let's say, 50 steals out of
Gordon.
I think Ian Desmond's going to be a monster, but that's it.
Where's B-Don on here?
Here's B-Don.
You only have him for 40.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Gordon's going to get 60.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so B-Don.
Sorry, B-Don.
I'm going to put B-Don among the... I've got B-Don among the good teams. Okay? Three good teams. Three top teams. Everybody's got a good team.
All right.
Paul Martin, Zelmo, we're almost done. We got to speed it up. I don't want to keep everybody. People have
to.
They
like it.
All right. Let's go to Buck. 270 home runs. Nice going with the steals, but sacrificed a little starting pitching with Danny Salazar, Garrett Richards, Irvin Santana. Your starting
pitching isn't good enough at all.
No, pitching's not good.
And he still has. And look at this. So he sacrificed pitching to get more offense, and he's got the same offense that most of these other people do.
Right.
So offense is. That's why I say pitching is key this year. It's key.
Absolutely. Tim Reardon, who's producing the Craig Mish show right now, all right? But he promised he would listen to this right after the show. So Tim is going to listen to the show, to my show after the podcast. I'm going to listen to his show after the podcast.
Let's look at his pitching.
Pitching. He got...
pitching isn't going to cut it.
No, Strasburg, Sanchez. Urias is not going to start the year in the rotation. So, Tim, you're right in there in the pack at home runs.
Yeah, everybody's in the pack.
Everybody's in the pack. 85 steals. Only one closer.
Let's go to
Sanchez.
My team.
Wait a second. Got
I
Hern-
want to do my team.
Hernan's got a good team, too. Oh, wait. C.A. C.A. All right. Got to get the C.A. guy because he's good. C.A. Poke.
Cowpoke.
No, that's not the cowpoke. That guy's an idiot. That Jeff Nelson.
I thought that was.
Okay. Now.
It says cowpoke.
Yeah, but it's not the same guy. I love this team. Scherzer, Baumgartner, Duffy.
Okay, that's fine. He has 85 steals, so he didn't really compete there, but he did what he did sacrifice in offense, he made up for in pitching. So his pitching, though, still is not, in mine, still better.
Well, steals. I got 60, I got 90, I got 90, I got 100, I got 85.
Hernan
did a great job. It's not. It's good.
Let me see it.
All right, let's go to Hernan's team. C.A. Polk, I have you as one of the, the fourth team in contention, okay? Yeah, well, what do you think? I do a whole dissertation on it. Hernan, great team, 280 home runs, maybe more, 140 steals, terrific. Let's take a look at the starting pitching. Carlos Martinez, breakout year.
Okay, his pitching is not what you
Rich Hill.
Rich Hill is going to fucking make 10 starts because he's injured constantly.
And Paxton, what about James Paxton?
He's unknown and he's not proven. He's definitely not somebody to base your pitching around.
Why the pitching's... I think Zelmo so far is the leader here.
He pitches in Seattle, too.
But we didn't do my team yet.
His pitching is no good.
Okay, so James Paxton.
Let's see his pitching. Well, Porcello. I'll give him Porcello.
Oh, give me a break.
Who do you like better than Porcello on there?
On this team, Carlos Martinez. I like Carlos Martinez a lot. Adam Connolly could be a nice pitcher, even though I think that was a mistake pick. But
he picked him last.
Yeah, no, I think he got him by accident. But anyway, nice game. A nice game. And let's go to Donkey Teeth, and then we got you and me. And who else we got?
Donkey.
Team. We got Donkey Teeth.
Okay, let's see.
Very light in the home runs, Donkey.
Stole Todd Frazier from me.
Great stolen bases. Tradable. Is this a trading league?
Well, his pitching is questionable, too.
Archer and Terran.
He's got five closers.
Nice closers. Johnson, Maurer. That's why I couldn't get any at the end because he stole
nice
them.
Closers.
Alex Reyes, not going to start the year in the rotation.
Well, you don't know that. Quit making up crap.
Nope.
You don't know that, but Lance Lynn is coming back, I'll tell you that much.
That's right. Okay. So, all right, Donkey Teeth. Right now, we got Andy and Lenny. Those are the two teams left. Paul Martin, Zelmo, B. Dunn, C.A. Polk, and Hernan. I think those are the contending teams right now.
Hernan is a contending team.
Yeah, you want me to do my team or your team first?
Yeah, I can do yours.
All right, my team. I think I'm gonna tell you now how to draft. This is the team, okay? This is the team.
You're pitching.
All right, I got about 275 stolen bases. Home runs.
Okay.
What's right in the pack? 275,
okay.
280, all right?
Yeah.
Justin Bohr is going to hit 25 in his sleep.
Sure.
I got about
125
stolen. Well, he got hurt.
Well, I'm
right?
Sorry, but, you know.
125 stolen bases.
Leonis Martin and Jacoby Ellsbury, please.
All right, I'm right in the pack, 125 stolen bases.
How many did you get from Jacoby?
20.
Okay, how many did you get from Leonis?
25.
And how many home runs from Jacoby?
15.
That's not going to happen. Guaranteed.
Over under 15. I'll take over. You take under?
You're ridiculous. He's not even going to break 10.
All right. What's the bet?
He's going to get 6 home runs.
I say over 15, and you say under 10.
A new car.
What's the bet?
A new car.
And what happens if I win?
Then I'll buy you a new car.
Okay.
Either way, we get a new car.
I'll tell you what, this woman, I can't beat her. She's no matter what. Now, here's where I freak up, okay?
Because you drafted Mike Montgomery?
No, that was a mistake. Remember? That's, but it didn't hurt me. So
yeah, it did.
No, it didn't. I wound up with the same players.
You finished last.
Lester, DeGrom, Roark. I love it. Where am I wrong? And yet I didn't rate good in ERA and WHIP. These guys, I think, are great in ERA and WHIP.
Well, like I said, Lenny, the pitchers are getting the same weight in ERA and WHIP if they're closers.
Really?
So
how do you know
that? Closers, because I just looked at it. Because let's look at my pitching.
All right, we'll get
I'll
to you.
Relax,
Ladybug.
Here's why I know. Because I looked at Paul Martin's pitching, I looked at my pitching, and I compared the two. And it's just because the way that we're doing the projections, and I'm not sure if it's happening at other sites, but, you know, Brandon did these by hand, and that's great. He did an awesome job. In normal fantasy, though, the weight of ERA and WHIP is not as high for people that pitch less innings. And that's just – but look at all your closers that you got, your half closers.
Well, I got Glenn Perkins. He's going to be the closer, getting his job back. Cam Bedrosian, Houston Street's hurt. Bedrosian was great last year. What do you think of Alex Cobb? Wasn't he supposed to be a good pitcher?
Yeah, he was, but he's not healthy ever. So.
Well, he'll be healthy American League. That's
certainly
the whole thing.
I did look him up yesterday after you drafted him. I looked him up, and he did have good numbers when he was healthy. So.
You think Colton Wong was a steal at the end?
No.
Why not? 20 steals, maybe 10 home runs?
I think that you should have got Cameron Maben.
I didn't have an outfield spot. All right, so I rate my team one of the contenders.
Well, you should have moved somebody.
Yeah, my team's one of the best teams I ever drafted in my whole freaking life.
Yeah. We
telling.
Do the podcast and we get to say.
It's one of the best teams. All right, and then, you're Roto Lady. Roto Lady, I got you with about 275 home runs, 100 steals. You're right there.
My pitching.
I'll tell you what
Let
I love. Wait, hold on a second. I love your bullpen. I've always loved your bullpen.
Okay, good.
I love your caboose, too.
Nobody hit. Shut the fuck up. Jake Arrieta, Johnny Cueto, Greinke, Kyle Hendricks.
Greinke? You drafted Greinke so high. Why?
Absolutely. I didn't draft him high.
Yes, you did. Were you high or did you draft
him
high?
I drafted him in the fifth round. Kyle Hendricks.
Wade Davis, you don't think he's hurt?
No. Well, unless I'm missing something. Did I miss something?
Well, he was traded for Jorge Soler. That's ridiculous.
Maybe they didn't need a closer. That doesn't mean he's hurt.
Come
Who's
on.
The closer now?
In Kansas City, you got Herrera. But for Wade Davis, Melanson got paid $60 million.
I've missed
$80
million.
All these
I wasn't
guys
paying attention.
Get $80 million. And Wade Davis goes for Jorge Soler?
Here's one thing I could tell. If you're listening this long to this BS, then you deserve to know about Lance Lynn, right?
He's coming back.
He was interviewed the other day talking about how he's going to use the same fastball that he always has. He's not going to change his ways. He's got a nice attitude. I think he's just fearless, and he's been throwing normal, and I think that he's a great sleeper. That's my gift to you.
Okay. Now, all right, let's go out on the limb now. Andy's going to get two. Here you go, okay? So I'm going to narrow it down. My opinion, I got Paul Martin, I got Zelmo, I had B-Don, I had C.A. Polk, and I had Hernan as the top five teams before we came to our teams.
And then our teams win.
Okay, so who do you think got the best team?
Mine. I don't think my team is the best, though. That's the thing, because I do think that I drafted one too many pitchers early, and so that's just lesson learned. But I think that my offense could have been better if I didn't do that. So.
And... Okay.
But I don't think you have the best team.
I know I have the best
team. You
don't. Team. Once again, I don't care.
Lenny, the fucking thing projects you last every
And they
time.
Were two different
every
projections.
Every single fucking
they
time.
Were shut your mouth, man. I'm the legend.
You're the legend of last place.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the legend of last is now going to sign off. The legend LL, that's what they call me now, LL. All right, so you guys can call me LL, okay? The legend of last. Anyway, I love you, sweetie. Thank you. Good job. All right? Yeah, the legend of last, ladies and gentlemen, signing off, saying, I'm going to win this thing. B-Don, here's the deal about B-Don. Now I'm going to expose B-Don now. B-Don does all of his stuff standing on his head, so everything comes up backwards. All right? So when you see my name as next to the number 15... It's not 15. It's not 51. I'm going to win this freaking league, okay? Thank you, everybody. I love you all for coming here. I really mean it. It's been a lot of fun. We always have fun. Don't forget, Sunday morning, 7 to 10, the phone number I'm putting in the chat room, okay? It is 888-9. Write this down, 2682. I need your calls, okay? 7 to 10 a.m., Eastern Time, Sirius Radio. We're going to knock it out of the box. Nice going. Tozelmo is the winner of this league, if I don't participate. Thank you, everybody.